Anamacharya had one son, Narasinghanna, from his first wife Tirumalamma. He had Pedathirumallayya from his second wife Akkalamma. He also had two daughters, Narasamma and Tirumalamma, from her. This was a time, presumably, when he wrote lots of lullabies and compositions describing the childhood of Krishna. Pedathirumallayya's son Chinnathirumallayya is the one who translated the musicological treatise Sankirtana Lakshanam into Telugu and also wrote the biography of his grandfather. Anamacharya's compositions have been enlisted in about 40 categories by Sri Veturi Prabhakara Shastri. Jajara, Charchara, Chandamama Padalu, Kovela Padalu, Tumeda Padalu, Chiluka Padalu, Lali, Suvi, Gobbi, Uyala, Jola, Jeje, Jojo, Jaya Jaya, Vijayi Bhava, Shobhanalu, Mangalalu, Vaibhogalu, Nalugulu Dampullu, Kotnatalu, Kugugulu, Gujjanagullu, Chandamama Gutakalu, Nivalulu, Aratulu, Mangalaratulu, Jaimangalalu, Alloneralu, Changubalalu, Sasamukhalu, Tandanalu, Vennelalu, Chittama, Manasa, Anichepe, Tatvageyalu, etc. There are songs where highly classical language has been employed, colloquial language employed, folk language adopted, simple Sanskrit used, and Sanskrit where big compounds are used. So from the point of view of language, we have all possible permutations and combinations in Anamacharya's compositions. But basically, Telugu reflects the chaste colloquial language of the 15th century of that particular region. There are many words which you do not find in the dictionaries today. There are unusual compounds and sometimes ungrammatical usages also. But whatever he composed, he attributed it to the Lord as composer, who dwelt on his tongue and made him sing. You stay on my tongue and make me sing. Nanaluka pai nundi, nanakirtanulu nache, pagadinchitivi venamala venunda, venitimpanen entavad. In the Sanskrit compositions, as I mentioned earlier, by far the best is the description of Balakrishna, with extremely beautiful alliteration, long but sweet compounds. Katighatita mekhala khachitamani gantika patala nenadena vibhrajamanam kutila padaghatita sankula sinjitenatam chatula natana samujjala vilasam bhavayami gopala balam. There are many compositions of Annamacharya where he pleads with the Lord his unworthiness and seeks refuge in him. Barnes Martha, he came under the spell of the mesmerizing figure and the overflowing grace of Sri Venkatesha and became converted to Visishtadvaita. Like the Alvars, Annamacharya spent his life singing the glories of Vishnu, proclaiming his prominence and preaching the doctrines of absolute surrender. Annamacharya therefore became acquainted with the hymns of the Alvars, the Nalayara Divya Prabandham. Divya Prabandham is also known as Dravida Veda and Panchamagama, and significantly, Annamacharya later came to be known as Panchamagama Sarvabhauma. In Divya Prabandham, scholars believe at least there are close to 200 hymns which make a definite reference to Tirupati. There are any number of examples from Poigai Alvar, Tirumalisai Alvar, Kulasekhar Alvar, Nammalvar, and others to substantiate this statement. Annamacharya gives lyrical form to most of the sentiments expressed in those hymns. He says at one place, "If I did not exist, on whom could you shower your grace? You are renowned for mercy, you only owe to me. Nenokanda lekapote, Ni Krupaku Patramedi, Puni Navallane Kittipundevuni." In fact, there are two different folds of bhakti we need to talk about here. The Bhagavata Purana has given about the ninefold bhakti, or the nine steps in evolution of bhakti: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. Listening to his name, singing his praise, reciting his name, serving his feet, worshipping him, saluting him, serving him, friendship with him and total surrender to him. Whereas in the Vaishnava Bhakti tradition, Rupa Goswami enunciates fivefold bhakti in his book entitled Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. They are Mukhyastu Panchadha, Shantaha, Preetihi, Preyamcha Vatsalaha, Madhuracchetyami Gneya, Yadhapurva Manuttamaha. Shanta, free from passion, Preeti, liking, Preya, love and dear, Vatsala, affectionate as if towards offspring, and Madhura, erotic. There is only one man in the universe, and that is the Lord Himself, the Purushottama, and the rest of the universe is feminine. This is the basis of Madhura Bhakti. Of these five types of bhakti, it is said that the latter is always better than the previous one. The second is better than the first, the third is better than the second and so on. According to the Vaishnava Bhakti tradition, Sri Krishna and the Rasa Leela of the Gopikas with him reflect Madhura Bhakti. For Annamaya, Sri Venkateshwara is the Supreme Lord. He sees the entire personality traits of Gopikas in Alamelumanga and that of Krishna and Venkateshwara. There are any number of compositions where Annamacharya transforms himself into Alamelumanga and composes. There is not a single instance where that erotism touches the level of mundane Sringara. The divine component does not ever dilute in the erotic compositions of Annamacharya. Annamacharya composed several compositions depicting different kinds of erotic heroines, Sringara Naikas. Each one of them only reflects different dimensions of his dedication and devotion to the divinity. When he composes the language, the style, the expression, the presentation, the beauty, the devotion, each component is taken care of so exquisitely, so sumptuously, and so uniquely that he became the pioneer in the Pada compositions and became the grandsire of Pada literature, Pada Kavita Pitamaha. He is also known as Harisankirtanacharya and Panchamagama Sarvabhauma. There are many compositions where he expresses his detachment, dejection to the mundane world, materialistic attractions. But at times he holds the God responsible for his deviations and asks him to set him right. I am a normal human being. You are the Supreme Lord. I might have deviated, maybe out of ignorance or ego. Isn't it your responsibility to take care of me and put me in the right path? Just as a cowherd brings back a stray cow into the fold, you have to protect me. సొమ్ము గలవాడు తన సొమ్ము చెడనిచ్చునా కమ్మిని సొమ్మును నేను కాపాడవే హరి. దెర్ ఆర్ కంపోజిషన్స్ లైక్ నానాటి బ్రతుకు నాటకము, కానక కన్నది కైవల్యము, పుట్టుటయు నిజము పోవుటయు నిజము, నట్ట నడిమి పని నాటకము, ఎట్ట ఎదుట గలది ప్రపంచము, కట్ట కడపటిది కైవల్యము. లైఫ్ ఈజ్ బట్ ఎ డ్రామా అండ్ ది ఓన్లీ అల్టిమేట్ ట్రూత్ ఈజ్ లిబరేషన్. బర్త్ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫ్యాక్ట్, డెత్ ఈజ్ ఎ ఫ్యాక్ట్, and whatever in between is a drama.
Nanati baduku natakamu, nanati baduku natakamu, kanaka kannadi kaivalyamu, nanati వదుకు నాటకము, కానక కన్నది కైవల్యము, నానాటి వదుకు నాటకము, నాటకము. పుట్టుటయు నిజము పోవుటయు నిజము, పుట్టుటయు నిజము పోవుటయు నిజము, నట నడిమి పని నాటకము, పుట్టుటయు నిజము పోవుటయు నిజము, నట నడిమి పని నాటకము, ఎట్ట నెదుట గలది ప్రపంచము, ఎట్ట నెదుట గలది ప్రపంచము, కట్ట కడపటిది కైవల్యము, కట్టకడపటిది కైవల్యము, నానాటి బదుకు నాటకము, కానక కన్నది కైవల్యము, నానాటి వదుకు నాటకము, నాటకము. తెగదు పాపము తీరదు ಪುಣ್ಯಮು ತೆಗದು ಪಾಪಮು ತೀರದು ಪುಣ್ಯಮು ನಗಿ ನಗಿ ಕಾಲಮು ನಾಟಕಮು ತೆಗದು ಪಾಪಮು ತೀರದು ಪುಣ್ಯಮು ನಗಿ ನಗಿ ಕಾಲಮು ನಾಟಕಮು ಎಗುವನೆ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ್ವರುಡೇಲಿಕ ಎಗುವನೆ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ್ವರುಡೇಲಿಕ ಗಗನಮು ಮೀದಿದಿ ಕೈವಲ್ಯಮು ಎಗುವನೆ ಶ್ರೀ ವೆಂಕಟೇಶ್ವರುಡೇಲಿಕ ಗಗನಮು ಮೀದಿದಿ ಗಗನಮು ಮೀದಿದಿ ಗಗನಮು ಮೀದಿದಿ ಕೈವಲ್ಯಮು ನಾನಾಟಿ ಬದುಕು ನಾಟಕಮು ಕಾನಕ ಕನ್ನದಿ ಕೈವಲ್ಯಮು ನಾನಾಟಿ ಬದುಕು ನಾಟಕಮು ನಾಟಕಮು ನಾಟಕಮು.